Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, January 29th, 1963. Barbados's handbag factory halts production. On this day, January 29th, 1963, Barbados's only handbag factory, M Trust and Company Limited, situated at Spruce Street, Bridgetown, temporarily halted its production. As a result, more than 25 employees, or two-thirds of staff, were laid off. Manager of the firm, Mr. M. Truss, explained that the closure was unavoidable, as the company had more than $46,000 in unsold bags in stock, a quantity which could supply the local market for 3 months. Mr. Truss indicated that the company had ramped up production in anticipation of increased sales during the busy Christmas season. However, sales were sluggish. He disclosed that while there was demand in the local market for his products, competition from foreign brands and a lack of support from leading city stores undermined his company's profitability. Despite the challenges, Mr. Truss was confident that the 50 different styles of handbags, children's bags, briefcases, and travel bags that his company produced were reasonably priced and of high quality and craftsmanship. This, he believed, was underscored by the fact that 25% of his sales were exports to 10 Caribbean countries. To counter the prevailing economic hardship, the company had embarked upon the small-scale manufacture of caps with a skeleton staff, and there were also plans in place to make hats as well. These new ventures were hampered by the lack of space at the current factory, and Mr. Truss disclosed that he hoped to transfer to a larger building in the Grisettes Industrial Estate and thus expand production of these new products. While this handbag venture was halted, there was better news in the agricultural sector. A day before the public was informed that Barbados's new abattoir and cold storage facility at Hink Street was nearing completion. This new facility, slated to be opened by the end of February, would modernize the slaughtering and storage of carcasses, as well as provide cold storage capacity for fisherfolk. Therefore, in an island that sought to diversify the economy, the halt to handbag production on this day, January 29, 1963, did cause much concern, as 25 Barbadian workers were rendered jobless.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.